everyone, and welcome back to Book Talk with Buddies, your weekly book talk podcast.
Today, we will be discussing Indian Horse by Richard Wagamese.
This book is about an indigenous boy named Saul. It follows him and his struggles through childhood all the way to adulthood. He develops various traits to deal with these struggles.
The coping mechanisms Saul explores in the book shape him in different ways, not all of which are beneficial. Starting with him playing hockey as a distraction, abusing alcohol in an effort to forget, and seeking treatment at the New Dawn Center to begin his journey to recovery.
To fully understand why Saul needs these mechanisms, we must delve into the trauma that he has faced that led him there.
During his childhood, Saul was forced to deal with both his brother and sister being taken away from their family to a residential school. Due to this, his parents commonly drank alcohol, scaring him at times and leaving them soulless.
His brother then returned from the school incredibly sick. He soon passed away. With his brother's passing, his parents abandoned Saul and his grandmother.
Not long after, winter had hit. Saul and his grandmother took to embarking on a long journey in the bitter cold. Saul's grandma died protecting him from the cold.
This was when Saul was forcefully snatched and taken to a residential school. Throughout his developmental years spent there, he witnesses all types of abuse, sees children go insane, and hears stories of suicide and death.
He himself faces sexual abuse from his hockey coach.
You mean Father Le Boutillier?
Yes, I think that's him.
All throughout his hockey career, he faces discrimination on and off the ice.
All these things had a serious toll on him, leading him into hostility, depression, and isolation.
Saul uses hockey as a distraction from his problems during his preteen and teen years. Shania, why do you think Richard Wagamese decided this was important?
Okay, well, I think that he displayed when someone finds their passion, it can transport them to a place where all their troubles can be left behind. When he portrayed it, he used a lot of light imagery, metaphors, and more that showcased hockey in a good light.
This was notably the most innocent and joyous way Saul could cope, reflecting his age at the time and how naive he was to simply distract himself.
This coping mechanism was important for Wagamese to include since it took up such a large portion of the book. It was Saul's first way he could cope with sexual abuse he was facing as he began to play, and it was one of the few things that gave him joy rather than simply the ability to not feel anything like the alcohol gave him.
Wait, so how did Saul even find an escape in hockey?
Well, he had a talent when it came to playing and seeing in which direction the game would go. It made him feel like he belonged and was wanted.
Oh yeah, I was flipping through the book earlier and noticed on, I think it was page 66, Saul said, "I no longer felt the hopeless chill air around me because I had Father Le Boutillier, the ice, the mornings, and the promise of a game that I would soon be old enough to play."
Maybe the chill air does not only represent the cold conditions of the winter weather, it may also reflect the unwelcoming and unloving atmosphere of the school.
I think this quote expresses how the game and everything that came along with it pulled Saul away from the harshness of what goes on at the school.
That reminds me, I saw a quote about 20 pages after that. It focuses on how Saul found companionship in not only the sport, but also his teammates. "I became a brother," he also said, "wrapped in the aura of freedom that the game offered us. We'd grin at each other over the hash and skimpy stews. Brothers, joined by the promise of steel blades forming swirls in snow and ice."
This quote really emphasizes how Saul felt at home with the other boys. And you can really see it when Saul says, "wrapped in the aura of freedom." This phrase paints a comfortable, loving atmosphere.
I feel like hockey might be a symbol for hope.
Yeah, Saul using his indigenous gift to see the play of the game sort of combined indigenous and colonial worlds. Since hockey was a white man's sport, he destroyed the barrier, leaving hope for a more united future.
This hope did not, however, play out because Saul faced a lot of discrimination throughout his hockey games and travels, simply because he was indigenous.
I agree. When Saul was playing for the Marlies, a lot of other teams and audience members made discriminatory comments and verbally abused him. Names like Indian Whore, Horse Piss, and Stolen Pony were common for Saul.
So that's why Saul became so violent. He got fed up with the racism.
Yeah, that's it. It made Saul lose the one thing that provided him an escape.
The bad of the game overpowered the good. A quote I've seen that's a really good example is on page 200. It's, I knew that the game could not offer me protection any longer. The truth of the abuse and the rape of my innocence were closer to the surface, and I used anger and rage and physical violence to block myself off from it.
So with this end to using hockey to cope, Saul turned to alcohol.
His parents were alcoholics, and so that's what he turned into, learning from them.
In addition, Saul uses alcohol to repress the feeling of despair, deriving from his traumatic experiences.
Although this was true, Saul had suffered health problems from his consistent drinking, and as a result, collapsed on the street because of his carelessness.
I was tired of my life, really tired, and I lost my ability to hold things together. Before long, I was too broke to get out of town and too wasted to care. Proves how Saul's carelessness influenced him so much that he no longer cared about his existence or his future.
It was far easier to leave if you never truly arrived in the first place, was something Saul said on page 188. This quote begins the topic of how Saul abused alcohol to repress his feelings.
That quote seems like it might be irony. Saul says this before he leaves Irv Sif's farm. It does not directly relate to alcohol, but it may reflect how Saul abuses it so that he can ignore the passing of his life while still remaining alive. Basically, he can move from each chapter of his life to the next, without mentally and emotionally being there.
Additionally, Saul's drinking makes him feel worthless, making him not care for his existence at all. When beginning to drink alcohol, positive thoughts come to your head, and the feeling of happiness is prominent.
However, after the feeling of joy has transpired, dark and traumatic thoughts will start to cloud your head, making the person depressed. And as we know, alcohol being a depressant can disrupt the balance, affecting our thoughts, feelings and actions, and sometimes our long-term mental health.
I know we also touch on lack of culture a lot in the book, and I think this alcoholism of Saul's contributed to that a lot.
Interesting, how so?
Well, as Saul's grandmother mentioned, alcohol is a drink of the Zanagush, or the white people, yeah. And normally, as Saul, as an indigenous person, would deal with his trauma differently. However, he turns to the Zanagush ways here.
Oh, and adding to that loss of culture point, as we know, it is only when Saul visits the residential school at the end that his memories of abuse come flooding back. He almost succeeded in forgetting all of it through his abundant drinking.
Oh, I see where you're going with that. It likely means that most of his childhood, the only time that he was connected with his indigenous background, has been forgotten as well, resulting in a complete loss of culture for Saul.
Oh, good point, guys. Hey, seeing that turning to alcohol did not end well, why do you think Richard Wagamese chose to include it in the book?
There may be other reasons, but the way I see it, he did to educate, as alcohol isn't a good choice for anyone. And I'm sure he's aware that many young, impressionable teens will be reading this book. So I think he implemented it to tell readers that this is not the right way to go.
I agree. That's a great point.
Towards the end of the novel, after Saul collapses on the street due to overdosing on alcohol, he wakes in the New Dawn Center, a place he had not planned nor wanted to be, but the place that he had finally found healing.
Amkar, why do you think Wagamese chose to have Saul visit a place of reconciliation, like the hospital?
Well, as he explains in his biography, only those who are truly looking for a solution and healing will find it.
Yeah, I agree. In addition, through adding the center, Wagamese showed how seeking professional help is the right thing to do. He shows that facing the problem head-on is difficult, but necessary in order to move on.
Firstly, as we know, through abuse of alcohol and the residential school, Saul lost everything he knew about his culture. But because the New Dawn Center, a place for indigenous people, utilized their teachings, he was able to reconnect with his lost past.
The New Dawn Center was also where Saul had an encounter with the spirits of his ancestors, in which they sang and then mounted a horse and disappeared. This gave Saul a huge epiphany.
Right, I remember that quote. I was leaving again. Only this time, I knew exactly where I was going.
That's because earlier, he did not really want to seek help, but went from the hospital to the center anyway. This spiritual meeting influenced Saul to begin his recovery experience, encouraging him to face the root of the evil, the school, and to visit his past homes such as God's Lake and Manitou Watch.
If Saul hadn't come to the center, he may have never had the religious experience that encouraged him to get better.
Another reason why the center was by far the greatest coping mechanism is because it allowed Saul to express his feelings in the form of a book. Usually, patients at the center are encouraged to speak about their lives in a group setting, but Saul did not want to do that.
Right at the beginning of the book, around page 3, I think, Saul writes, "Either way, I can't talk there, so Moses gave me permission to write things down. I'm pretty sure that his healing of sharing personal stories was outlined in the Truth and Reconciliation Committee."
That seems like a really healthy way to heal. Confronting your feelings and your past allows for getting past issues.
It also does a great job in informing and showing readers that everyone heals differently, and it's important to find what's right for you.
Saul could not share aloud. The people at the center accepted this and helped him work through his issues anyway. I think it's really great.
Exactly. The New Dawn Center showed readers what professional help should really look like. Moses deserves a round of applause.
It's also really good because Saul was used to feeling isolated. He never thought he would have someone to talk to, so this opportunity was very good for him.
He spent a lot of time alone in his head, and until the end of the book, he never actually told anyone about his issues. Perhaps he didn't know the situation is common?
This is why sharing your story is so important. It's such a big part of the Truth and Reconciliation Committee. And not just because it helps other Canadians understand Indigenous issues, but because sharing these stories helps Indigenous people heal and understand that they are not alone.
And that's so important. We see it in every aspect of human life, from the smallest battles to the biggest wars. When people find out they're not alone in the fight, it makes them so much stronger. Don't you guys witness it in your own lives?
Definitely.
Yeah, for sure.
Talking to someone who actually understands what you're going through can be so refreshing. And I think this experience is what really allowed Saul to find peace in his life.
I absolutely agree.
So some of our fans on Twitter have been asking a couple questions about the book. Do you guys want to take a look at them?
Yeah, sure. Let's start. Why did Wagamese focus on your topic?
I believe Richard Wagamese focused on these topics to express the stages one may experience on their road to recovery. In this case, after a series of traumas spreading mainly from residential schooling. Wagamese may have wanted to show readers they are capable of getting better after any troubles they may face, while highlighting issues many Indigenous peoples faced and continue to face.
Okay, how about this one? How did this topic develop the story and novel?
The topic of coping mechanisms features elements that are vital to the story, primarily hockey. Hockey takes up majority of the book as it takes up majority of Saul's life as described.
That's probably because he plays it so much. He plays it at the school as a preteen. He plays it as a teenager while staying with the Kelly family. He even goes on to play in a bigger league, almost nearing national levels before dropping out due to discrimination.
At the end of the book, he plays a game with the Kelly family and his old pals. Hockey is clearly a key part of Saul's life, whether for better or for worse. This is primarily what led Saul away from the traumas of the school into discrimination, but also into companionship.
So now that we've answered those, we have some questions for all our listeners.
You can tweet us your responses. Our handle is @BookTalkBuddies. Our first question is, how did the imagery in the book affect the plot? How did it make you feel? Were there any passages you felt were particularly impactful?
What literary devices do you think Wagamese should have included? Do you think it would have helped prove his intent and his character's characterizations?
Next, some questions about theme. Which theme do you guys think was most prevalent in the book?
And which theme would you like to have seen more developed in this book?
We also have some questions about the author's choices. Why do you think Wagamese chose to have Saul turn back to hockey at the end of the book, seeing as it didn't work out for him the first time?
In addition, why do you think readers only learned of Saul's abuse at the end of the book?
Lastly, some other questions about Saul. What else could the main character have done to deal with this problem?
And what made Saul constantly try to avoid the problem instead of facing it head on?
We'd love to hear what you have to say.
All right, I think it's just about time we wrap this baby up.
So to conclude, throughout the book in Demorse, Saul is forced to persevere through a ton of traumatic experiences, such as his sister being abducted and sent to a residential school, his sexual abuse experiences, and the discrimination he faced in ice hockey.
To deal with these problems, Saul had discovered various coping mechanisms, although they weren't necessarily great methods.
As previously mentioned, the methods that he used are playing ice hockey, drinking alcohol, and...
Oh yeah, and finding his path to reconciliation at the New Dawn Center.
Although these coping mechanisms helped him overcome his problems, they harmed him mentally and changed his life. For instance, the addiction of alcohol made Saul mentally unstable and made him not care about his future.
More specifically, the New Dawn Center was able to help Saul find true peace through their direct and proven methods. Because of this, Saul managed to rise up above his issues and find happiness.
And we're Saul signing out!
Haha, I get it, because our first letters of our names are similar to the protagonist.